But when he noticed the strong wind, this is Peter, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Why did you doubt? Let's go to Mark. Matthew, Mark. It's the book right after Matthew. Chapter 4, 40 and 41, verses 40 and 41. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" So why is Jesus connecting our fear with a lack of faith? Well, you see, Mark brings us a new Greek word for today. It's the third word for fear in the New Testament. And it's dileia. Dileia. Dileia means dread or timid. That is, faithless, cowardly, fearful, and afraid. Fearful and afraid. If we reread, if I could speak, Jesus said to them, "Why are you dileia? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who is this?" Dileia. You see, this word is used in other places in the New Testament as well. In 2 Timothy 1, 6 through 8, if you want to write it down, Paul is writing to Timothy, who is a young preacher that Paul has been tutoring and teaching, and he knows very well. And Paul says, "For God did not give us the spirit of dileia," or cowardice is what it says in our Bibles, "dileia, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline." You see, the context of this word is being afraid to do things, or for that matter, being afraid to try things for God. Specifically here, it's the failure to do things for God. So if the first type of fear, phobeo, keeps us living, and the second type of fear, phobos, keeps us living a full life, keeps us from, did you see I read right over that word? Keeps us from living a full life, then this type of fear, dileia, keeps us from accomplishing anything while we are living. Dileia. You understand that? You see the connection? Yes, no, maybe? It's okay, you can talk in church. Sometimes it makes the sermon shorter, you never know. Anyway, this is the fear that makes us live mediocre, ordinary lives, never taking chances, never trying to change anything, content to simply drift along. This is the spirit of average. Do you know what the spirit of average is? It's the worst of the best and the best of the worst, right? You're no farther from the top than you are from the bottom. That's what average is. All right, self-confidence versus God-confidence, fear factor versus faith factor. So Paul writes to this young preacher who is about to embark on the greatest adventure of his life, serving God, and he says, "Don't be afraid to attempt great and awesome things for God." You see, this fear is actually a lack of faith in what we are able to achieve and what God is able to achieve through us. Do you see that? You understand that? Yes? No? It's okay if you don't. You understand that? This fear, dileia, is actually a lack of faith in what we are able to achieve and what God is able to achieve through us. It shows up in a couple of different ways, and here's the first. First is the fear of failure. Now, let's be honest. Who's afraid of failure? Yeah. Yeah. You see, we don't try because we're afraid we won't succeed. We don't try because we're afraid that we will fail. You know, the greatest guarantee, that's trying to combine guarantee and failure together. Guarantee. The greatest guarantee of failure is when we what? Don't try.